Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Microsoft has confirmed a number of high-level executive changes, moves that could be designed to better position the company to digest an acquisition of Yahoo. In addition to a number of executive promotions, Microsoft announced that Bill Vecht, Senior Vice President of the Online Services and Windows Business Group, Satya Nadella, Senior Vice President, Search Portals and Advertising Group, and Brian McAndrew, Senior Vice President of Microsoft's Advertiser and Publisher Solutions Group, are all taking on new responsibilities in running Microsoft's online services, including Windows Live, Search, and MSN. Microsoft may be positioning Nadella to take on the responsibility of the technical integration of Yahoo if the acquisition happens, according to Rob Helm, an analyst at Directions on Microsoft. A U.S. District Court judge has ordered that Oracle's lawsuit against SAP and its Tomorrow Now subsidiary be sent to mediation, according to a court document posted online. SAP spokesman Andy Kenzie declined to comment in much detail Thursday about Judge Martin J. Jenkins' ruling, which occurred after a case management conference on Tuesday. Oracle filed suit against SAP and Tomorrow Now last year, charging that Tomorrow Now employees illegally downloaded data from a secure Oracle support website and used it to court Oracle's customers. SAP has said Tomorrow Now is authorized to download materials from Oracle's website on behalf of Tomorrow Now's customers, but also acknowledged some, quote, inappropriate downloads of fixes and support documents occurred. The head of Microsoft's mobile phone group is jumping ship, moving to UK mobile operator Vodafone Group to run its internet services. Peter Canuck will join Vodafone on March 10th, where he will lead a new unit delivering consumer internet services. Canuck's replacement as head of Microsoft's mobile communications business is likely to be Andrew Lees, currently with the company's server and tools group, according to a report on the website of the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday night, which cited a person familiar with the situation. Both Canuck and Lees are Microsoft veterans, working with the company since 1990. The One Laptop per Child Foundation has teamed up with the Inter-American Development Bank to launch a pilot project in Haiti, the first time the group will be able to comprehensively evaluate the idea of giving laptops directly to students as a learning tool. OLPC, which makes the $188 XO laptop aimed at kids in developing nations, will contribute $2 million to the project, while IDB will provide a $3 million grant. The project aims to distribute EXO laptops to 13,200 students and 500 teachers in 60 Haitian primary schools. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.